Zohar Chok Yisrael Pashas Ki Tavo Day 2, an excerpt from Zohar 3, MR 98b. Speaking about Rosh Hashanah, because Pashas Ki Tavo is usually right around Rosh Hashanah. So, Vachodesh Hashvi, Vachod Lachodesh, the seventh month, first day of the month. Rabbi Yitzchok, Pasach, Yitzchok, open discourse. The verse about Rosh Hashanah. Tiku Vachodesh Shofar, blow on the month, referring to the first month of all months. Rosh Hashanah blows a shofar. Makesa, on the day of hiddenness, when the moon is concealed, because at that point the moon is just reborn, you can't see it so much. Liyom Chaginu, day of our holiday. So explains. Zakoinu in Israel. Med were they Israel? The Kutcher Bichu Korev Lom Nagabe. The Holy Blessed Be, he brings them close to him. And Kalum and Akum, more than all the other nations, idolaters. Visroi Bahon is excited about them. And he brings them close to him from a far place. I believe that it's written. Rabbi Yeshua Kolam. And Joshua said to all the people, Kol Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, thus is Hashem, Lord of Israel, Vevar Anar Yoshua Avosichem. Your father sat on the side of the river. Me'olam, from days of old. So what is this? Lachzor, to show. Tohom Me'eser Rechika Yisroi Behu, that from a far place he was awakening them. They were sitting amidst idolaters, and their ways were not that much better. And from this far place where Hashem's honor was hidden, he brought them close. V'karavlon l'gabein, he brought them close to him. See, it's written, V'kachas avichem es Avram, Ivanan, took your father, Avram, from the other side of the river. It's explained from the other side of the Chol HaPanoi, of the empty vacuum, that's what it says in Quran. Because the special power of faith is able to jump over intrinsic paradox of the empty vacuum, where, as if it were, Hashem is not there, nor allow space for the world, but how could anything be without Hashem? So it's intended to a paradox, and through our faith we jump over it. The leap of faith, the cataclysmic leap, something's above the mind, through the faith of Avram Avinu, and to that is given to us, to his children, also to have the special closeness to Hashem and have faith in Hashem above the mind, and to answer all paradoxes with emunah, with faith. The Zohar explains, Hani Kroi, these verses easily stackable, it is to gaze at them. Chichol Yisrael, lo hovu yodei da, and all Israel didn't know this. Could it be? The college again, Yeshua, how much more Joshua? That has to tell you, Hashem is telling you this big message that your father sat on the side of the river. El Raisa Kula Sasa Magalia, but the whole Torah is concealed and revealed. Kamod Shema Kadisha Sasa Magalia, just like the holy name is concealed and revealed. Gindi Raisa Kula Shema Kadisha, because the Torah is all the holy name. Valdor, because of this, he Sasa Magalia, it's concealed and revealed. Yisrael Yeshua Havu Yoda Yamai Ksiv Kwam Hashem. If Israel and Joshua knew, why does it say in this verse, thus says Hashem, because I'm going to tell you a piece of news, a piece of information you didn't know. So what's going on here? Elevada, rather, most certainly, stima demila, the concealed point of the issue, tivu sagi ovid kutcher b'chu b'Yisrael. The only must be he did a lot of good with Israel, this roi b'ho, b'avasa, that he was excited about them, the fathers, forefathers, the patriarchs. Vavid lon resicha kadisha ilah. And he made them to supernal holy chariot for his honor, the part of the supernal chariot, Merkava Eliona. Avik lon migo nahara ilah. He brought them from amidst the supernal river, from Bina. Yakira Kadisha, which is holy and honorable. Batsinin, the Chol Batsinin, the lantern of all lanterns, which is the root of Bina and Keser. Beginis Atibu, in order to be crowned in them, that the surrounding light should be drawn upon them. Which again connects with faith. Surrounding, it says, V'unoslas v'yosecha, your faith surrounds you. Faith is the surrounding light through faith that the Avos, the fathers, had in Hashem, above the mind, and ran after him from the, connected him from the aspect of faith, they merited to draw upon themselves the surrounding lights, and to ascend to the high levels of being the spiritual archetype, and what's on the spiritual Merkava, and that connection, root connection, is drawn to other children forever after. I believe that it's written, Kol Amar Hashem, this is Hashem, Eivar Anar Yoshua Vaseichem, Me'olam, that your fathers from of old sat by the side of the river, How Nar Dishtemoda Visyoda Me'olam, that river that is known, made known from of old, meaning Keser. Michael, boy, Hocha was doing here, look, Achzot, to show Chochmasa, wisdom, Eivar Anar Me'olam, from the side of the river from of old, the deep wisdom of Keser shining. Anar Olam Mikre, it's called the Eternal River. Valdor, because of this, Be'ivar Anar Yeshua Sechem, your father sat by the side of the river. Me'olam, from wherever they sat, they drew eternity into the world, through connecting with the Kesem, through faith. Avzor Tivu Kshot, over the Kutcher Bichu Israel, to show the good and truth that the Holy Blessed Be He does with Israel, that He connects them to such a high level. Rakach Zavichem is Avraham, and I took your father Abraham, Avar Nar, from the side of the river. Michael, Mary was speaking about. What did he take? Ella, rather, Avram lo Zdabek Bebe Hao Nar, Kmo Yitzchak, his Zdabek Bebe Sitre, his Takfa. Avraham did not cleave to that river, not draw from the light of Bina manifesting to Kester, the same way that Yitzchak was attached to it, from his aspect to be strong. Avram drew the chesed, right chesed side, Yitzchak drew it to the left judgment side. Tochazi, come and see, hi Nar, this river, Afogav, even though the lav ihi, even though it's not judgment, didn't enough give me sitri, judgments come out from his aspect, it's tukful being strong in it. So Kesa manifests to Bina, and Bina's external part is judgments. So from the external part of Bina, judgments do manifest. Bekad Yitzchak is tukuf, bibnoi, when Yitzchak strengthens his children, the aspect of Yitzchak withdraws the judgment part of Bina. Kedini loin utasoin miskanfi the dinner. Then those above and below are gathered in judgment, the Kosai, the dinner is stuck in the throne of judgment is set up, and that's also a way of revealing Hashem's honor. Hashem is righteous and straight, and it depends upon how much a person deserves. The more a person does good, the more they deserve, the more they get. Malchadisha Yosef al-Kosai at the dinner, the Holy King sits upon the throne of judgment, V'doin, Alma, and he judges the world. Kedin Tikku B'chodesh Shofar, then blow by the on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, because of Yom Chaginu, on hidden time, the day of our holiday, blow the Shofar to sweeten the judgment, and to reveal Hashem's mercy inside of it. Zakonin in Israel, medworthy they Israel, the Yodin Nasalka Kosai the Dinah, to know to raise up the throne of judgment, Losakna Kosai the Rachmei, to fix up the throne of mercy, Laman Habu Shofar with the Shofar, because they merit to attach the external aspect of judgment of Bina to its internal love and light and Chesed, and through this they sweeten everything, and Hashem is able to sit as if it were on the throne of mercy, meaning to the throne is the way He transmits providence to the world to show us His love. And express in a way that we can feel good things and not have to suffer. And this sweetens the judgment and merit to be blessed with a good year. In Ratzon.